Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt McCucci, and anyone who has been following our online radio might be familiar with our involvement in the promotion of European cinema among young people through our interest in film literacy, our Fred at School project, and our very own channel fully dedicated to film education. So it's an absolute pleasure to be joined by Marion Doring, who is the director of the Young Audience Awards, and she's here to talk with us about it. So thanks very much for joining us.
Hello, very happy to be with you.
So let's start off, just to start us off, would you like to tell our listeners what exactly the Young Audience Awards are?
Well, the European Film Academy is an academy that is presenting the European Film Awards. That's more for the grown-ups. And for many years we have been thinking we have to do something for films for a young audience. And some years ago we launched this new award, the Young Audience Award, and we felt for once it should not be the members of the academy, who are filmmakers mainly, that decide upon the awards, but it should be the audience itself, because who are the best experts about in films is the audience. And we decided that it should be the audience, and we organize screenings for young audience in many, many cities in Europe. We started with 6 cities in the first year, and now this year we have already 25 cities in 25 countries where kids of 12 to 14 years old are watching the same 3 nominated films, discuss the films, and then by the end of the day vote for the winners.
So now, why do you think it's important to have this type of project and these kinds of awards?
Well, it's important that we have films that travel, films that make our young audiences discover other cultures, other societies, that they can experience life in other cultures and see how young people of their same age live in other countries. And it will give them an idea also of Europe, of how important it is not only to travel virtually but also in real life, and how important it is to be open to other cultures and to other societies and to other ways of living.
Yeah, so because obviously, cinema has a cultural importance in the promotion of other cultures. I mean, we absolutely agree with that at Fred Film Radio. But obviously, the project takes part in 25 different countries, so it must not be easy to set something like this up and to have everything work, in the right way.
It is not easy at all. It's quite a challenge. But that's why we started in 2012 with only 6 cities.
Yeah.
Just to test, does it work? And it worked so well that in the second year there were 9, and in the third year 17, and now there are 25, and next year there will be about 30 or even more, we will see. But it's such an exciting event, and the kids that participate love it. They love it because they have a whole day in cinema, they watch 3 films in one day, they discuss the films, and in many cities there are, for example, actors coming from that country and talk to the kids also, and they are excited about meeting them. So for them it's a great experience. It's like a travel through Europe in one day. And whenever we meet people from another country, they say, oh, we heard about this Young Audience Award, we want to be part of it. So this is how the family is growing.
That's excellent. You see, it's very exciting too, as well as obviously a learning experience to just, get to stay in the cinema so much and take it all in, whatever the film has to offer. Now, there's obviously a selection process for the films, and I'm just wondering about how these final films are actually chosen.
Well, we have a jury. Every year it's a different jury, and three members jury from 3 different countries, and the members are always experts in young audience films. So they are organizers of festivals, or they are working in cinematics, so they really know about what kids like to see. And and the films they choose are not popcorn films, it's not like mainstream films, it's really, these films are really very special, and sometimes they are also quite demanding, they are not always easy films.
Mm. Yeah, challenging films, let's say.
Challenging films, but the kids love it. Last year, for example, the film that won was a film from Netherlands, and it was about bullying in school. And it was a quite difficult film, and honestly, I thought, my God, this will be tough. The other two films were easier to access.
Yeah.
And the director of this Dutch film, he said, I will not win. My film is too dark, too serious. And in the end, this film won. And it won also because the kids all over Europe said, but this is a subject that we all know about, that we experience. Bullying in school is something we experience in our life. And that is why they like the film so much. So these films are films that also talk about real life, about the life of the audiences that are watching our films.
Yeah, and I think you will agree with me in saying that, you know, it goes to show that a young audience is well capable of actually watching different films that are not the usual superhero films that you see in blockbuster cinemas.
Exactly, and this is you also see that there is a hunger for also very for serious films. Not serious doesn't mean that there are no jokes in the films or that they are boring. No, there's also a lot of humor in the films always. But yes, this audiences they like to see also serious stuff, not only what I call popcorn films.
Yeah.
So. And in European cinema, there are many of such films, but you need to discover them. And in many countries, these films will never be shown because they are not bought by the distributors. They are not shown in the theaters. So for the participating audiences of our Young Audience Day and Young Audience Film Award, it's a great discovery. And they will develop a taste for other films that they want to see. So it's like going on a trip around Europe and the world and see there's so much to discover.
Yeah, you're really opening up a whole new world, a new cultural world, but also just in general by opening up the world of these types of films, this type of sort of more challenging movies. But can you tell us a little bit about the actual process of the day? What happens during the awards? I mean, these kids watch the films and then they have to vote for them, right? There's a voting process.
Exactly. So first of all, they watch the three films, and in between there are breaks, and during the breaks, because three films in one day is quite tough.
Yeah.
But in the breaks, they are discussing the films because they are serious subjects also that we want to discuss. And they do this with film education experts. And then by the end of the day, it's a little bit like a European Song Contest, you know. Mm-hmm. Then they go and they vote, and then we connect all the cities via a video conference in the internet. We have a ceremony which is in Germany, which everyone can follow because we stream it. And then we have in each city we have two what we call jury speakers, two kids from the audience that announce the votes from each country, as we know it in European Song Contest. These are the votes from Maltese jury, for example.
Yes, yeah.
Announce, and then everybody can follow, and then we know live, where everybody's connected, who is the winner.
That's great. That's fascinating.
What's also very important is, because the kids spend the whole day together, that there is nice food for them, that there's nice...
Yeah.
Nice atmosphere, because they have a whole day in their company. And also what we experienced last year was so great, and we will repeat it. There were cameras in each city, in each theater, and on the big screen during the breaks you had like windows where you could see what was happening right now in each theater in each of the cities.
That is amazing.
And this is so great also to see what's going on there and to be part of it and to feel like part of a European family.
Yeah. Now, is there a way to keep in touch with the Young Audience Awards, and when is it actually taking place?
So it's happening on the 3rd of May, which is a Sunday. It's always in the beginning of May on a Sunday because there's no school, except for the kids in Tel Aviv, because also Tel Aviv is part of it. For them, the Sunday is like what is for us the Monday.
Yeah.
So they are lucky, they have a day off and can spend it in theater, which is nice. But so it's on the 3rd of May this year.
Great. Okay. And obviously there's people can keep in touch with the project through social media and the website too.
Absolutely. There's information on the website. We're on Facebook. There's Twitter. And also there is an opportunity for the kids to speak virtually to the directors, to the nominated directors who will be assembled in Germany on that day. But the kids can send their questions and via Facebook, and the directors will answer to them.
There's a lot happening, and it was a great pleasure talking with you about it, Marion. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks very much, and this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.